Moving on with the top five, violence raging in Iraq, where officials say the Army's special forces are fighting al-Qaeda-linked militants in the city of Fallujah, west of the capital, Baghdad. The commander of the Iraqi commandos has described the clashes in Anbar province as heavy. The special forces were called in to restore security to Fallujah, as police were ordered to return to their headquarters. They're also being helped by local tribesmen there. Let's talk with Sabah Jawad, director of Iraqi Democrats Against Occupation. He joins us from London. Sabah Jawad, let's look at what's happening in Anbar province, and in particular Fallujah, of which al-Qaeda militants are said to have half of Fallujah under their control. There's a fight against terrorism that the Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki is waging there. How do you foresee this battle? Is Maliki going to come out on top, do you think? And who is behind these extremists like al-Qaeda who are waging this war against what seems to be undermining the government of Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki?
Well, I mean, this is it was a mistake actually to withdraw the army from that region, Anbar province. But now they are in again and to fight. I mean, Fallujah basically was controlled by the terrorist groups and most of Ramadi, and in an area called Heath as well. I think eventually the fight against terrorism will succeed, but there are many difficulties facing this campaign and perhaps future campaigns. There is no political consensus within even the Iraqi government and the political setup to fight and have a common ground against terrorism. There are some political groups in Iraq and even affiliated to the government who object to such campaigns taking place. They don't seem to care actually that on average there is more than 200 people, innocent people, are killed by terrorist atrocities in Iraq per week. And therefore they will try to obstruct and threaten with resignation and retaliation if the campaign continues. But the blood of the innocent is valuable for the Iraqis, and there should be a common ground to fight these terrorist atrocities and in any area of Iraq. When they finish in Anbar, when they have there are other concentration of terrorist groups, for example, in Mosul, in north of Iraq as well. And the difficulties is this is not just homegrown terrorist groups. They are linked to international organizations, to regional powers like Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Qatar, who have been financing them, who have been recruiting them, who are directing them, and they are brainwashing them with this takfiri ideology, which is everyone who disagree with them is infidel, and they are linked very strongly to the terrorist groups that operate in Syria as well. And they move very freely from Syria to Iraq, from Jordan to Syria, and to Iraq, and to Lebanon now. We see the whole picture emerging in the Middle East, not only in the Middle East, even in Russia, the increased level of terrorist activities, and the common thread among all of them, combining all of them, is the link with Saudi Arabia, with the finances, and with the organizations, and with the crazy policy pursued by the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, right, as well. Because Saudi Arabia as a regime could not survive in the 21st century, and therefore they have to create this destruction in the Middle East to be able to survive.
Very well, we're going to leave it there. Thank you very much, Sabah Jawad there, Director of Iraqi Democrats Against Occupation. Thank you so much for your thoughts.